Okay. So let's.
Okay. So I already got my own introduction. So let me introduce first of all my team, who is working on the SQL Server management pack to which allows you to monitor SQL Server right now, SQL Server 2014 with Operations Manager. So here we are. Here's our main architect, Alex, who involved in monitoring of the SQL Server since 2010. So actually, it was quite interesting experience because we are in SQL Server management pack during five last years, and it's interesting because we had to learn new management from Microsoft side almost every year because they really love to do reorgs, and we don't like to do that. So we have our people with our team all the time, and you see that we are using the most advanced equipment and most desperate engineers. Today, I'm going to focus on two main subjects, talking about monitoring of the SQL Server. First, I'm going to share with you some monitoring best practices which will be applicable for SQL Server monitoring, first of all, but you can use it for monitoring any other products in some generalized view mode in Operations Manager. Second thing which I want to share today is, of course, about monitoring of the SQL Server 2014. It's a not new management pack. We released it about December or like that. So I believe that you already was able to deploy it, to work with that. But I think that anyway, we have to pass through some things there because maybe some of great new features, you just missed that. Okay. First thing which I'm talking about, it's monitoring best practices. And monitoring best practice number one is quite interesting because first of all, it's really obvious best practice. But I found during the years of working with a SQL Server that it's very hard to follow this best practice. I'm not sure why. I'm curious if anybody was on my session about SQL Server Management Pack on the last time I was in Vegas? Do we have anybody? Okay, so you was there. Okay, so it will be a simple dialogue. Do you remember any of best practices which I announced there? Okay. So it might be an answer why it's so hard to follow them, because it's hard to remember them. By the way, the first best practice, which I already announced 2 years ago, and which is really trivial and obvious, is just following the manual. Is reading that manual for reading our operations guide, which clearly explain what exactly you have to do to successfully deploy and configure SQL Server Management Pack, and as a consequence, we have right monitoring to avoid false alerts, to have every single component and scenario covered. So, and I think that there must be a couple of reasons why people just can't read the manual. Why read and follow manual? And I've got some idea, which I'm going to show here using some comic strips. And so you see that it's like a scenario when you have a new mission. And this mission is really not easy. For example, if you just enroll to army and you have a mission to become a pilot of the new supersonic jet. And of course, the reasonable question from you will be, I have no idea how to fly, how I can do that. And of course, the obvious answer with respect to best practice which we are talking about, it's not a problem. You have a manual how to do that. And of course, the reasonable consequence will be like that you have to learn how to deal with a really complex thing just on the fly. And I decided to dig deeper. Maybe it's not so complicated, but what I found when I did a deeper review of the SQL Server of our SQL Server MP. So first of all, just imagine how many MP files do we have in package, in SQL Server package? Just make a guess, any number. Or you maybe you know for sure. 10? Almost. Make another guess. I have a beautiful t-shirt, so if you make it right. So I'll give it to you. 12. Closer. Yeah, okay, if it will be not exact number, just the closer version will work. Look, it's an annoying orange color. It must be beautiful on you. Come on, okay. Right now, 12 is the closest version.
7,500.
It's far, far away. Okay, actually, 12 was the almost right answer, and you've got your t-shirt. Unfortunately, it's L size, so you have to do something with that. Okay, it's 18 files, but it's just about the older version of SQL Server. It's a part of the package which allow you to monitor SQL Server from 2005 till 2012. And we also have 13 more files for SQL 14. So together, it's an incredible number. So it's, okay, I'm not so good at math. And we have to remember that it's just management packs for SQL Server. And it's something about complexity of deployment. Then let's see what exactly is our operations guide. It's another question, and you have a chance to get the another t-shirt. So make a guess.
7,500.
Okay. How many? Right now, it's almost. No, exactly. Okay, you said 80?
No, 55.
And you said?
I was way
over. Okay, the right answer is 108 pages. Not so big, of course, and who's got the closest number? I think.
Yeah, 55.
Yeah. And another t-shirt. So, this is a really big number for manual, which explain you how you have to configure monitoring of your SQL Server. And I become to understand why it's a real problem. And of course, you have to remember that we also have packages for analysis service and for reporting service. And every package has its own manual. And so, which really turns it into nightmare. And so I see that the Star Wars theme for today is like a main theme. And let's imagine that somewhere, meanwhile, in the data center, some manager who just arrived from TechEd or from MMS or from SCU decided, oh, SQL Server Management Pack is so awesome. I want to monitor my SQL Server. I want to use the full power of the SQL Server Management Pack. I want to deploy it all. And of course, the reasonable reaction from IT operations who need to do that and who are familiar with the problem and who knows that numbers will be really obvious. So it's, you see, it's really complicated. And I have to confess that yes, the configuration of the SQL Server Management Pack right now is really complicated. If we try to compare it with the experience which we had, for example, 4 years ago, it was much more easier. So what we can do? We still continue collecting your feedback. And actually, it's interesting because your community feedback about Operations Guide was, oh, your Operations Guide become really better. And nobody complained that it become incredibly big and it's hard to follow it. So we are listening to you. We will be happy to know about any issues. And that's one thing which we are thinking about. It's some kind of automation. Because with this number of files, with these complicated steps of right deployment and configuration of operations management of SQL Server Management pack, it's really need to be automated. Right now, we're just thinking about it. We're thinking how to do that. But I believe that sometimes in future, we'll do that. And we have another option how to deal with our big operations guide. I just got this idea recently. I'm not sure that we can afford it. We just can hire a new technical writer for our operations guide. I believe in this case, you will read it really carefully. And so we just need to care about how many people we have to kill there in our operations guide to make it really interesting. Okay, but right now I'm not sure that we can afford to hire this guy to write our operations guide. So that's why right now our main idea is to think about how to automate the deployment. Best practice number two, which partially address the first issue. I believe that major of you are familiar with this abbreviation. It's from development, but operations staff guys also must be familiar. Is it correct? Who has no idea what it means? Okay, so it allows me to use the next slide. So this abbreviation means you ain't gonna need it, and it explains the concept of software development, of agile software development, about simplicity of implementation, about that you don't need to do everything which you have in your mind right now. Baby steps, do what you need right now, for implement what you need right now, deploy and configure what you need right now, and leave the next steps to the future. So let's see, what is the SQL Server Management pack right now? So this is a simplified structure of the SQL Server Management pack, and every component on this picture is a file. And you can see that there are a lot of relations, there are a lot of files, and actually there are more files, so I just decided that I have something to show that even in simplified form, it's still complex. Let's review it in more details. So it contains, first of all, the component which we call GPMP, and I will explain the meaning of this abbreviation slightly later, so right now it's just GPMP. And it's about the like a core visualization components for SQL Server Management pack, which you have to deploy anywhere. So, and it's three files. The next component is a service discovery and monitoring. And here you can see discovery and monitoring for Query Engine, for Always On, for mirroring, for integration service, analysis service, etc. So at least here's another discovery and monitoring part. And of course, the last layer is a visualization components, which provides specific dashboards and views for every SQL Server service. So you see that we can split all components, all files in the management pack packages this way. And it turns us to a couple scenarios how we can deploy it. For example, if you look to this diagram, doesn't matter what exactly in every box, I understand that it's hard to see it. But this is a structure which you need to deploy to monitor SQL Server 2014. Much less files, you can see. Yeah, just 3, 7. So compared with the magic incredible numbers which we had before, it's significantly less complicated. And of course, it's important. You don't need to configure scenarios and workflows from other files, from other discovery and monitoring components, and which definitely will save you from false alerts. It's one of the most popular issue when people import almost all monitoring files from the SQL Server Management pack, and for example, they've decided to not configure run as accounts for analysis service 2008. And it will cause false alerts. even if you have no analysis 2008, you will have false errors. So that's why we have a couple of patterns how you can deploy your SQL Server Management pack to avoid issues and actually to read only a part of operations guide. So you, in this case, you don't need to read it completely. So first pattern is to follow versions which you have really have in your environment. Of course, if you really know what versions of the SQL Server you have, what components do you have, so you can use these two patterns, version specific pattern and service specific pattern. Do not import management packs for things which you have now. And it will save you a lot of time for configuration and deployment, and it also save you from the false errors. Second Yagni practice, it's about the detailed monitoring which we provide by default. Right after you import the SQL Server Management pack, it provides the space monitoring, which is like a almost main feature for SQL Server Management pack because everybody cares about space. And by default, we have the space monitoring enabled on file and file groups level, which provides really detailed information about all the database files. But it becomes a real nightmare if you have, for example, 100 databases, which can and everyone consists of, for example, 5 or 10 files, or 10 files, because you will have monitoring information from about 1,000 entities, and it causes performance degradation, and it may cause actually information which you don't need. So that's why we provide optional monitoring configuration where you can disable space monitoring for file and file group level, and enable just on database level. So it's another thing which you have to do manually. So if you have more than 50 databases, if your database has a complex structure, they consist of multiple files, please disable for all these databases monitoring on the file and file group level, and just enable it on the database level, and it will differently work. The next best practice, and it's actually not just a best practice, it's the area of configuration and deployment. And I'm talking about security. Because right now, with respect to all services which we monitor with this management pack, we have to configure security run as profiles for every scenarios differently. Just look to run as profiles which we have in SQL Server 2014 management pack. We have three run as profiles for discovery, monitoring, and to run tasks. And we have a specific section in operations guide which explain you how to configure it properly. It's not the easy part, because if you deploy the SQL Server management pack in enterprise IT environment with some security policies, you have to follow the low privilege approach, and it requires to do really complex steps. I'm not sure if anybody was able to configure low privilege for SQL Server Management pack in your environment. Anybody in this room? Wow, my heroes. it was easy? You can say yes after that word. Okay, it's really not easy because you have to configure WMI, you have to configure a lot of places for your RunAS accounts associated with these profiles. And we also have corresponded RunAS profiles for always on, for integration services. And of course, we have similar situation for other management packs for 2005, 2012. And actually, it's even worse. I want to show you something. Okay, this is my, come on. Okay, here is my SCOM, and let's go to administration pane and see how many RunAS profiles do we have. Oh, I'm already there. Let's just filter it. Oh, I missed S. Make a guess about number. I have all SQL Server Management packs deployed here. It's SQL 2005, 2008, 2012, 14, analysis service, reporting service. More than 20. Okay. We even have to scroll here. For every single version, you can see that we have a different runners profiles for SQL 2008 reporting, for 2012 reporting, for analysis, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So if you have the most complex environment, I'm not sure that it's possible, but for example, you were working in a big company and you were in process of migration from the older version to a new version, so you may have almost everything there. So you have to configure all these runners profiles. And if you don't do that, you will have false alerts. So it connects all three best practices together. So if you will import only management packs which you really need, so you can read only part of our big operations guide, and you have to configure only a part of all runners profiles which we have right now. And unfortunately, these three best practices, it will work until we provide some automation for deployment. I'm really dreaming about some wizard which allows us to just ask some questions and require, okay, so provide credentials for this runners profile, for this and for that. And boom, as a result, you will have the just low privilege deployment completely done for SQL Server Management pack. Okay, let's back to, nope. Okay. That was all about our best practices. And right now we can go to the SQL Server 2014 management pack, and I want to share with you some things about this product. So first of all, I want to explain you what the GPMP means. It's not official abbreviation, so we're using it in our development team, and it means the General Presentation Management Pack. The concept of the GPMP is to one ring to rule them all, because we want to get together information from DB engine, from different versions of the SQL Server, and from all services about it, from analysis service, reporting service, reporting, mirroring, replication, and all other things. So we want to bring it all together and rule them all. So how it works? So the general presentation is based on three things. First, is there general use which will collect information from the all management packs which you import, from the all versions of the SQL Server. Next one is a general groups, which we also provide in the GPMP management pack, and which allows you to apply overrides over specific subsets of services or versions of the SQL Server, or which allows you to build your own dashboards, for example, based on specific groups. And third, it's third part of the concept is extensibility. Let's walk through that. So general use. Oh no. Let's go back to the monitoring pane. And so here it is. So we have not too much views in the on the top level. So it's just, which is trivial, active alerts. It's the wrong part. Here. So it's active alerts. Again, it's wrong part. It's analysis service. Sorry. And let's go up. Yes. Here we are. So we have active alerts where we have all alerts from all SQL servers, and it's real. Almost every management pack provides the same experience. We also have a state view with the computers. It's all computers where we have any component of the SQL server installed, any component, any version. And we have dashboards where we show all SQL Server roles deployed in our data center. For example, if we go to the SQL Server roles, it uses the ancient version of dashboards. So here you can see our magical dashboards with tiles and all other stuff. But it allows you to see and to distinguish components deployed in your data center, all components of the SQL Server. And it will bring information from all management packs which you deployed there. The more interesting things is subfolders which we provide in there. So you see that we on the top level, we provide the grouping by the components. So you can distinguish analysis service, engine, integration service, and reporting. And on the next level, we provide more details about versions. So there you can see SQL Server 2008, 12, and 2014 analysis service. And it also will work in future. When we release a new version of any component, it will appear there. So for example, in next year, of course, we will work on the SQL 15 when it will be available. And of course, it will appear in the same structure. So this is what we call the general views. The next part is the general groups. Right now, it's not too much. So what we provide there? So for example, we have a server alert scope group, server computers, and server roles group, which again aggregate all components of SQL Server, for example. We also have some more. We have groups dedicated to monitoring or metering components, and we also have a group for analysis service component right now. You can pay attention that we have nothing for reporting service right now, just because we are working on it, and it will appear. And we will dig deeper, and we will add more groups, because right now you can see that we have no groups to distinguish components by versions, and it's just a matter of time when we have it. So you can see that these groups, if we imagine how we can use it, it's hardly to use it for our write management. Just one idea which I have about how you can use these groups to manage your SQL Server is just about turning some components to maintenance mode, for example. It's really reasonable scenario. I have more ideas how you can use it to visualize your monitoring, how to use these groups to target your dashboards to specific group and to get more narrow information, narrow performance counters from about some specific components of your SQL Server. And so what about extensibility? As I mentioned, we will have this structure in future. So we specially developed it to avoid case when IT operations have to jump from one management pack to another. And it's mostly based on your feedback, because you told us that you're really tired to jump from one view to another just to check that, okay, so SQL Server 2008 environment is working. And right now I have to jump to another view to check that SQL 14 works properly. And we will bring it together in future as well, because we want to deliver complete SQL Server monitoring in one place, and we want to be sure that when we release new version of the SQL Server Management Pack, it will be easy for you to learn it, because all new things will appear in a really predictable place. And that's all about GPMP. We really love this concept. So that's why we have another meaning for MP. It's my precious. And we will follow this concept in future. That's our statement. What other things we have new in the SQL Server 2014? We have the mirroring back, so we had support for 2008 and for 2012. Right now, we supported it for 2014 as well. There are no new scenarios, just the same good old monitoring of mirroring, but for 2014. And another feature. So if we can see Spaceman on the screen, what feature I can mean? Spaceman. Make a guess. Yeah, absolutely. Ed, you've got T-shirt. I have not too much left. Okay, of course it's space monitoring. And we've done, thank you. We've done a lot for these 5 years. So right now space monitoring is really powerful things. It supports multiple scenarios. And that's what we are doing. We add more and more scenarios for space monitoring. And right now, when SQL Server supports hosting of database files in Azure Blobs, we also provide support for space monitoring in Azure Blobs. There's a tricky thing about that, because we don't want to have any connection with Azure subscription. Because as a consequence, you have to configure it. You have to add more steps in configuration of SQL Server Management Pack just to connect to your Azure subscription. And right now, we don't want to do that. Fortunately, so we have some well-known information that SQL Server supports only page blobs, and the maximum size of page blob is, folks, it's from TechNet. It's public information. You must know that. Okay, so I have not too much T-shirts, so I will save it this time. So it's 1 terabyte for page blobs, but it's a maximum size. And of course, in your actual subscription, you can have different size. That's why we've done this monitoring rather tricky right now. We don't provide the new monitors. It's the same space monitors which you had before, which you have for all for regular files deployed just on hard drive or somewhere else. And so you don't need to configure your monitoring special ways. And we just automatically understand that, oh, okay, this database file is deployed in Azure Blob because we can get this information from SQL Server. And we added one parameter there to the monitor, which means the size of this page blob. By default, we have 1 terabyte there because people often just use the maximum size of page blob and deploy the file there. But you can override that. So right now, it's, as I said, it's rather tricky because you have to check in your Azure subscription manually, or just you have to know how many. What the size of your Azure blob, and you have to configure it in this monitor. But it's much more easy than to create a connection and configure connection with your Azure subscription. That's how we're doing right now. Maybe in the future, when SQL Server provides more integration with Azure, it turns to different approach, and it will be easy to configure Azure subscription because we'll have too many monitoring scenarios related to Azure. Right now, SQL Server mostly has just two connections. It's about backup and about deploying of files to Azure Blob. So that's how we're doing it right now. And what you can use already, because as I mentioned before, this management pack is already available since December. Other new things, I'm not sure how many people in the world using their in-memory OLTP in SQL Server. Raise your hand who do not use that. Okay, so it means that half of people in this room, you are really using in-memory OLTP? Okay, raise your hand who are using it. Okay, so we just have half of people in this room too lazy. Okay, so nobody is using in-memory OLTP right now. It's a really new feature for SQL Server, And we decided to provide the monitoring for this feature in SQL Server Management Pack. But because I'm not prepared to explain this feature, so it will be easy just to say that, OK, we also support space monitoring for this scenario, and we support some monitoring scenarios for this feature as well. So which sounds like meaningless for us if we are not using these features of Hackathon. But there are really interesting thing that before in older versions, there was only tiny support for SQL Server backup. And it was like a one monitor which just checked the age of your backups and if it's too old or if it's not backup, if it's not if there are no any backup created, so it shows error. And this monitor was disabled by default. We are working on it, and we are going to improve that because we understand that backup scenario is really more complicated than just one monitor. It depends on enterprise backup and disaster recovery policies, and it's definitely more complicated than you have to backup your files every 5 days or every day or like that. So there are a lot of rules which has impact on how you have to do your backup properly, and as a consequence, how we have to monitor SQL Server backup. There are no new things right now. I think that we will provide some new features for database backup in future. But in SQL 2014, we've added two monitors to support the Windows Azure backup. So right now in SQL, you can configure your backup again to Azure Blob. And we have two policy-based monitors, which allows you to monitor, again, on very simple level. So it's better than nothing. It allows you to monitor that you have your databases secured and their backup is working properly. Okay, about roadmap. It might be a very interesting part of my session. Unfortunately, we have a lot of things which we want to present, but they are all right now in production. I hope that we will release something before Microsoft Ignite conference, which will be in May, and it allows us to share it with you. Right now, if you ask me about our roadmap, unfortunately, I can't say anything. I understand that it's tricky, but I believe that on Microsoft Ignite or time like that, we can talk about new features much more, and we can show you new features. Some things which I can swear that, as I said, we are working on SQL Server Management Pack during the last 5 years. And we are continuing to improve it. We are listening to the community feedback. We even have a group in Yammer, which you can join. It's a special group which asks you to sign the NDA agreement to join this group. But if you join this group, you will be able to work with us as an early adopter. We will be able to communicate more intensive to get your feedback about our ideas, about maybe some early drops which we are doing. It's not the official TAP program, but it's a part of advanced communications which you provide besides the standard Microsoft workflows. And regarding dashboards. Right now, you know that there is not only embedded dashboards available. For example, there are folks from SquaredUp who provide the beautiful dashboards, and it's even in HTML5, which unfortunately is not real for of embedded SCOM dashboards, which is still Silverlight. And there are also some interesting visualization from Savision. But we are continuing our competition. And folks from SquaredUp, we will definitely release new, beautiful, blow-in-your-mind dashboards. And it will be based on your feedback, if you provide it, of course. And it will allow you to configure visualization very flexible and to don't disclose it. Okay, so it will be just nice dashboards. That's what I can say right now. And so we have just two t-shirts remaining. And we have people who want to ask some questions. And we have a lot of time actually there because I was very fast. Okay. Thank you, Cameron.
All right.
You're saving me. It's about analysis service? Or
the guys in the front row helped me out here too. SQL MP, was it Lotner Space or
So this part I can disclose because we've got this issue and we will release fix in next version. So it's that's what we can. You're right that it's hard to apply any workaround right now, but we've got that it's a real problem, and it's actually shame on us because initially when we've got the SQL Server Management Pack and started to work on that, it was like the biggest problem that it was full of false errors and it had a performance issue, and it was two main things which we've done for SQL Server community. We fixed performance degradation and we fixed the false errors. Right now, when we make this beast much more powerful and complex, these issues, they're trying to return. And thank you for your feedback. We'll try to kill it as fast as possible. That's what we are doing right now. Okay, and okay, thank you. If I respond, I have to smash my face again. but it will be interesting feature. It will be very powerful, very useful. Okay, so I think that we've got two folks who's got t-shirts, and who is bigger? I think, Cameron, sorry, but you're slightly bigger. And you've got the only one dark t-shirt.
Thank you.
So that's what I can say today about the SQL Server monitoring right now. And as I mentioned before, we will continue to improve this product. We'll continue to support new versions, new components. And we will continue to share new information, new details with you, and we will continue to listen to you. So, for example, that Yammer group, which I mentioned, it was created just 2 years ago because we're constantly looking for new ways how to listen community more careful. Because, unfortunately, the standard way through the Microsoft support, et cetera, it's a very long way, unfortunately. And some people, they just easy to say, that's nasty management pack, I will not use that. And they, of course, they will not talk to support anyway. So that's what we're doing, that's what we will do. And thank you so much for your feedback. It will allow us to build the best management pack ever. Thank you.